Hello and welcome. My name is Kudakwashi Sape Chuma and I am an online entrepreneur. This is my first recording that I'm sending out there, so I'm so excited that I'm doing something that can change people's lives. And today's date is the 21st of December 2014. Now, I'm so excited for you because you are going to learn a lot from this training, and I'm just going to expose a lot of things that I've been studying. This is just a result of about 2 years of study, of going to seminars, of going to workshops, of reading books, DVD on the topics of how to make money online. So the purpose of this training basically is I'm going to show you how you can start up your online business, and I'll be showing you how to the buttons to press and telling you the website that you can visit. And wow, if you have a business already that you are running, well, that's kind of okay. There's one part that I want you to listen to very carefully, because it talks about how you can bring people to your business. Okay, so now just an overview of what we'll be talking about. The first thing that we'll be talking about is mindset. Okay, mindset. And then the second thing that we'll be talking about is choosing a niche. And then the third thing that we'll be talking about is creating a product. And the fourth thing that we'll be talking about is creating a website. And the fifth thing that we'll be talking about is driving traffic to your website. And well, the last thing that almost everyone wants is the money. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about websites, building websites, not any kind of a website, but a website that makes money. And there are some key things that I want you to get from this training. I'm going to emphasize a lot of things strongly, and I'm going to repeat some of the other words very strongly. It's simply because I am so excited, and I'm so overwhelmed that my first MP3 is going out there and is actually educating people and informing people how to start their online business. Okay, now we're going to be talking about websites. There are different kinds of websites out there. Basically, some of the websites that I've come across, they are websites that gives people information like, okay, this is our company, this is our boss, this is our services. If you're interested in our services, you have a number, call us back, and we'll get back to you. Okay, but the kind of website that I want to talk about today is a website that works for you, a website that puts money into your bank account. And in this training, you're just going to find out how you can do that, and how you can serve people that are out there in the world, while least you are in a certain country. You know, you don't even need to go there. We are going to be using the internet to do that. We are going to be using the internet to actually reach other countries with our services and products. So, well, let's go on to point number one. Point number one now is the mindset. Okay, why did I choose to say point number one is the mindset? Just about over a year ago, I went to an online training that had a topic on, it was a personal development training that I went to, and that training changed my life. That marked the starting point of my journey to change my lifestyle and my job and everything around me. It was over a weekend when this gentleman spoke about, I still remember the words that he said. He said, this is not just a seminar. We are not just coming here to have fun, but this is about your life. You need to think deeply about your life and work very hard so that you can live the life that you want, live the life that God intended you to live. Okay, the first thing that you want to look at is the mindset. Mindset is everything. That's where everything starts. You know, there's actually poor thinking and there's actually rich thinking. What makes people poor, what makes people rich is the way that they think. Everything starts in the mind. Everything that you see in existence in this world today, it was somebody's idea and it all started in the mind. So how do you create how do you have a mindset that is very, very rich? For me, something that worked for me very well is books, DVDs, audios, seminars, and also surrounding myself with positive, successful-minded people. Listen, I said positive, successful-minded people. I just didn't say successful people, but they have to be positive-minded, and these are the people that have to push you to be your best. So I surrounded myself with those people, and for the past 2 years, this is what I've been doing. I've been reading books almost on daily basis, listening to audios, watching DVDs on the topics of how to create wealth and on the topics of how to make money online marketing. So I strongly encourage you that for a certain topic that you want, go ahead, look for that information, look for those books, look for those DVDs, surround yourself with those kind of people. That will, at the end of the day, you realize that you have a rich mindset. So this has worked very well for me. For the past 2 years, I think every month I read a minimum of two books on personal development or how to make money online. This is the area that I've chosen. I've chosen online and the internet. So if you're going to be doing banking, or if you're going to be doing computers, if you're going to be doing property, I mean, read those kind of books so that you have a mindset that is so rich. Okay, and then now we need to move on to choosing a niche. The word niche now means a market. Okay, kana tichitaura nyaya yekuti niche ka tikutaura nyaya yemarket. Patoda kutengesera vanhu vatoda kutengesera, the people that we need. I always encourage people, and as for me, I look for a specific type of a product, and I look for a specific type of people so that I can give them a specific, the people we have got a specific type of a problem so that I can give them a specific type of a solution. So this is what I've been all doing. And I've had so many people asking, consulting me about my online activities. And you know, one person would come to me and then they just say, "Oh, what I just need to do, I just need to find something to do so that I can make money." Okay, it's not about just something you can do and then overnight you make money. It took me a very, very long time to master the skill of how one can make money online. The first step that you need to look at is the mindset, and then the second step that you need to look at is the market. Okay, you need to look at what do people want, what do people need, what are people's problems, how can I solve their problems. If you start asking yourself those questions, I still remember to this day when I was reading this book by a gentleman called RVT Eka, and he was talking about how to have a money-making idea every 60 seconds. These are the things that I learned from him, how to think of, ask yourself these questions. What do people want? What do people need? What can I create? What can I sell? Which product can I change its location so that I can make some money? Okay, and then at the end of the day, I was writing down all the ideas that were getting into my mind. Okay, what can I improve? Because whatever you see today, I mean, if you look at your cell phone right now, someone somewhere in the world is actually thinking, how can I improve this cell phone? And once they make that improvement, wow, somebody makes money there. Okay, so now if you think of those ideas, when I was doing this exercise, I wrote my ideas, and then there were about 198, almost 200 ideas that I was writing down. Every 60 seconds, I was thinking, what can I create? What do people need? What do people want? What can I sell? What can I change product location? I mean, write it down. I have a blueprint. I can even show it to you if you ask for it. So I wrote down my ideas, and then I started removing them one by one, you know, looking at the advantages, looking at the disadvantages. And then right now I'm left with about 28 of them that I'm still looking. And at the end of the day, I still want to have 200 rock ideas that I can move with. So now that's the part whereby you have to choose a niche. You need to look at people's questions. I mean, I normally use Facebook to look at people's questions. People are always asking, where can I get this? How can I get this thing easier? How, what is it that I can create? So basically, when choosing a niche, you need to ask yourself those kind of questions. Don't even say I need to make money, because money is the last thing that you have to think about. You have to be honestly and have people at heart, and you have to show them that you are willing to help them. Because trust me, people do things to avoid pain. So when the people are in a problem, they can pay money to avoid pain. When people, they are struggling with something, they can pay money to get something easier. So if you come from a perspective of helping those people, trust me, you're going to be making money. Okay, now we have to move on to number three. Number three, we're talking about a product. What kind of a product that you can create? Since this is an online business, I'm going to share with you products that can be sold online. Of course, you can actually sell a house online, and you can actually sell a car online, you can actually sell a cell phone online, but at the end of the day, you need to call your customers for deliveries. You need to get the bank transactions and all those movements. But since this is an online thing, I'm going to tell you things that can be sent to people in an instant, and money will be coming into your account 24/7 while you're sleeping. And the chapter of things that I need to talk about is, guys, downloadable product. A product whereby if someone visits your website, they just see that it's a digital service. I'm talking about digital service, and then I'm talking about downloadable product. Okay, when I'm talking about downloadable product, I'm talking about an ebook. Okay, on a certain topic, I'm talking about a video tutorial. On a certain topic, I'm talking about an audio. Just like now, the audio that I'm recording right now, I can choose to sell it. I don't even know what I'll be doing right now. Maybe I'll be asleep, or I'll be with family, or I'll be somewhere around the world. But you're listening to this valuable information. So if I choose to sell this information as I'm recording myself, it's just a simple MP3 sub megabytes of data. And these are downloadable information that I'm talking about. So now, when writing an ebook, you need to choose a topic. Your topic has to be how to. It has to start with how to ride a bike. Okay. A topic has to be how to become a graphic designer, how to become a web designer, how to apply for visa in the United Kingdom, how to buy a house, how to drive a car. If that is an ebook, or even a video, even an audio, it's something that when you put online, someone will actually read your website, and then at the end of the day, you ask them to pay money like crazy. Imagine right now, I'll give you an example of what kind of website that you'll be creating. Of course, we're going to be talking about it under the website section. I'm talking about just one page website, whereby you have, like, on top of the one page website, you have the banner, and then you have the script that is talking about your product, and then you have, like, the artwork or the designs of your audio of your DVD. At the bottom of it, you have some testimonials, and then at the end of it, you have some money back guarantee. Like, if you don't get value in this information, we'll pay you back your money. And then boom, the last thing is buy now. You know, there is no shortage when it comes to online business. Internet is just like a huge big piece of cake, and what you need is just a small percentage of that. Okay. Think about this. You just need a very, very, very small percentage. As much as internet is saturated and there's almost everyone is going digital, what you need is just a very, 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 very small percentage. Okay. Now, I need to give you some insights of what is happening in the country that I am right now. Our country is actually going digital, and there is a lot of printed books, a lot of materials that are still on paper. Let me give you some insights. The world is going paperless. And as the world is going paperless, I mean, invest some time so that you can just change something that is on paper to make it digital. Once you do that, people have got access to that information easily on their mobile phones, on their tablets, on their laptops, 24/7. That's how you can make some money. There's a lot of books that are in the market that are printed. Just transform that book into a mobile application, into a website, into something that people can have instant. I'm talking about instant, yeah, instant access to that kind of information. So it could be in a form of a book, it could be in a form of a video, a form of an audio, yeah, and stuff like that. So now, if you cannot create a product, but I'm sure you can, if you can type a document on Word, on Microsoft Word, you can create a PDF file. Is that correct? If you can record yourself, if you have a mouth, if you can skip, if you can speak, you can just talk about a certain topic that you're an expert in. Let's say you're very good at buying cars from outside the country or importing cars or stuff like that. You can just write an article or an ebook, an information product that says how to buy a car in whatever country, and then you give people a blueprint, the how-to, the information whereby you say to people, go and get a spoon. Okay, what kind of a spoon? Go and get a teaspoon. Okay, you say to someone, go and get a glass. What kind of a glass? Go and get a highball or tumbler or stuff like that. So basically, that's the kind of information that you need to create. As for me, I own a website that is called Zim Diary. It is a website that people can upload their events when they have events happening, and I charge people to submit their events on my website. The idea, I got this idea when I was passing by. I saw people sticking posters one on top of the other. Okay, the guy who is sticking posters, they want to raise awareness out there. And someone comes and sticks a poster on top of that. You know, that is very unfair. So I say to myself, if I help that guy, if I help those people to have their events marketed in a digital way, will I not make money? Okay, so that's what I just did. So right now I'm expanding that idea into some other countries while I'm in my country. So it's just a digital way of doing things. Please get me right. I'm not saying that physical products are wrong or bad, but I'm just talking about the digital things that can be created, that can be done while you are at home, and then connect to the whole world so that you can make some money. Okay, as I speak right now, I have people that want this audio from different parts of the world. Mozambique, I'm going to send it to Cyprus, I'm going to send it to the UK, to South Africa. And I'm actually recording this audio in my room, and you see how I'm taking advantage of the internet to just spread my knowledge out there. Okay, now we move on to the stage number 4, whereby I'll be talking about a website. Okay, one last thing before I move on to the website thing. If you go to your website that is called clickbank.com, it's clickbank.com. If you go to Clickbank, and then on the left, okay, on the right top corner, there's a button that says Marketplace. Now, Clickbank has got a lot, if I cannot say thousands of digital products. Videos, tutorials, how to become a good nurse, how to become a teacher, how to apply for a visa in Australia, how to go to Brazil, how to speak Spanish, how to a lot of information there. Now, ClickBank is a platform whereby people who have written their digital products, they come there and then they submit their digital products, and then they look for people who can actually promote the products there for a commission. Let's say if I choose to put this audio onto ClickBank, I can simply say, okay, my product is going for $5. Whoever is going to sell my product for $5, I'll give them $3 or $2 for every sale that has been made. So if you're looking forward to promote something online, something that is digital, you can actually look at ClickBank. But the idea here, I need you to create your own product that you can have people selling them for you. Okay, so now if you look at ClickBank, you have an idea of the kind of digital products that can be created. You need to look at the section whereby it says marketplace. Okay, now we move on to websites. And also while you're in ClickBank, if you click the promote button on the like it's the red or maroon, I can't remember. If you click on the promote button, you actually see the kind of websites that those guys built. It's just a one-page website. Don't even complicate yourself. It's easy, very, very easy to set up a website like that. It's just a one-page website, which is called a sales page. I spoke about this earlier, whereby you just have the top part, like the banner, the information, and then in the middle part, you have like the script, what the product is all about, and then you have some testimonials, and then you have some guarantee, and then you have some and then you have the last thing that you have is the buy now button. Okay, now that is what is known as a sales page, and that's the kind of website you should be creating. Nothing complicated, nothing so hard, something that is very, very easy. And now when it comes to the website, now I know some of the people here, they have got all the time. Like, for instance, I create my own websites. I have the time to work around and then create my own websites. And if you can't create your own website, just look for a graphic designer. You need a graphic designer to do some graphics for you. Look for a web designer or web programmer around you. Look for friends Now, you need to tell them what exactly you need. This is what your website should have. It should have a banner that is the top part, whereby you put a picture, and then you need what is known as copyright. A copyright I'm just talking about is the information that will be on the website. That information is actually written by professionals. They are called copyright professionals. Have you ever seen like the newspaper, whereby they put the heading that is so catchy, a heading that is so attractive, like say a 2-year-old daughter, something like that? Okay, is that topic that is very, very attractive? So that is what is known as copyright. I'm not talking copyright in terms of like if you don't use this information, it's ours. I'm talking copyright as in writing. Okay, now you need to have on your website as well, you need to have what is known as an opt-in. Opt-in is whereby you give free away, you give things away for free for an exchange of a phone number, an email, and a name. Okay, why is an opt-in very, very, very important? It's simply because some of the visitors that comes to your website, they might not be buyers on the very first time. So if you check them, their information, you can do some follow-ups later on, like promoting, saying we have new offers about a new product or about your product that you are selling. So now, for something that can help you with opt-in or follow-ups, you need to look into Aweber. There's a autoresponder that is called Aweber. That is aweber.com. If you go to that website, you actually see what they offer. This works well with opt-in box, whereby you can offer something for free, and in exchange for the download, you take their contact. So you can actually set some scheduled posts or some scheduled emails with Aweber or GetResponse. And for building websites, I use a company that is called ipage.com. That is ipage.com. That's what I personally use because of the offers that they have. And also, if I refer someone to iPage to use their services, I get a cut of whatever you pay to them. Well, iPage is not the best hosting company in the world. There's actually other companies like GoDaddy.com, like HostGator.com, but personally I use iPage. Why God, what does iPage offer, or what, why do you need a hosting plan? Okay, for your website you need what is known as a name, and they call that name domain name. This is whereby you can have your website by the name like www.cudaonline.com. Okay, this is where I bought my name. You need that name, it's more like your address. And then the number two thing that you need a hosting plan. A hosting plan is just like this is a place whereby they call them servers, whereby they keep your information so that whenever someone types in your name, www.cuda.com, the information will be downloaded from that server to the visitor so someone can see your information, and you need to pay for that. Okay, so I hope I've explained that. If you have any questions, guys, you can actually get to me. What else is left on the website? And also, you need also to look into the, what is this? PayPal. PayPal basically facilitates the online payments. Whenever you're receiving payments, you need to have a PayPal account. So what you do now is you go to paypal.com and sign up an account. It's actually free to open a personal account or a business account. This handles some online transactions, so you really need this. Okay, now as far as websites are concerned, I can say that is just about it for now. But one thing that I can tell you is this kind of this information that I'm giving you, it's not like all of them. There are some things that I'm leaving out because I've been talking to a lot of people, and some of the information is actually too deep for people. So I'm just generalizing everything, giving you the basics, so it's not difficult for anyone out there. Okay, now we move on to driving traffic. Okay, driving traffic. This is the very 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 important aspect of any business. Because once we read books, once we choose a market, once we create a product, once we have our website up and running, we need people to look at our website. We need people to look at our website so that we can have some sales and make money. Okay, so this is the part when I was saying if you already have a business, you need to listen very, very, very carefully to this. Because my strategy is about driving traffic, or the things that I'm going to be sharing with you about driving traffic, so works for any business. So as for me, I invested a lot of time into learning how to drive traffic. So when it comes to driving traffic, when it comes to driving traffic, I can basically sell anything online and make money. Okay, so the first thing that I do when it comes to driving traffic, I use Facebook. Facebook is basically is a great platform to drive traffic to your website. Why? Because Facebook has got so many users, especially in our country. This is where the people hang out on Facebook. So you need to find a way of taking people from Facebook coming to your website. Because I've seen a lot of people out of nowhere, they just post their opportunities. That is what is known as spam. You're actually spamming people in the midst of people having fun and commenting on pictures, sharing videos, sharing whatever they are doing, and then you come there and you post your opportunity. I've actually seen people on Facebook. Like a personal page, whereby they. If you think of going to my page, like my personal page, you know Kutukuda is posting his business all over. It's always about his business. It becomes an obvious thing. Facebook, it is a social platform media. People are there to socialize, are there to have fun. This is why there is a personal page and a business page. Let me explain what a personal page is and what a business page is, and the advantages of a business page if you're going to be running a business. Okay, now, a personal page, this is where you post photos of your family. Okay, this is where you post your experiences. Like, wow, today I've just met James and we went out for lunch. Wow, I'm loving this feel when you're going out with friends. Wow, I have a new baby. I'm getting married. Now I'm single. The relationship is complicated. All sorts of things. But you cannot have those things on your business page. Business page, this is where you talk most about your business. And one thing that is on the business page that Facebook does is what is known as paid advertising. You know, when you open a Facebook account, Facebook asks you quite a number of questions whereby they ask you, where do you stay, what are your interests. As that is happening, they are having your database. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So when you have a business page, you can actually pay Facebook and say, everyone who said they stay in Harare, I want them to see my advert. So it's more like Facebook is forcing your post or your advert to show on everyone's wall who stays in Harare. So this is a very, very cool way of driving traffic to your website. So what you could do is you could say, I've just launched my ebook and it's called How to Lose Weight. And then you put your website on the post. And then you actually promote, you pay Facebook, and then everyone in Harare is going to see your advert. You're actually driving traffic from Facebook to your website. One of the cool things that I've done on Facebook is I own a company that is called Creative 21. Around about in June, I posted a book that had a topic by Do-It-Yourself Wedding Planning Guide. I said free download on Facebook. So I started sharing the book into groups that had something to do with weddings. So as I was sharing that book, people were clicking my website, coming to my website, and then guess what my website has? My website was selling some wedding cards. Okay, so in exchange of that book, I was asking for a name, a phone number, and an email, and then people are getting value on the book so that they can save money on planning their own wedding. So I had a lot of downloads, and guess what? People were downloading that book from my website that has got wedding cards. So at the end of the day, I ended up making sales, and I started doing some follow-ups. Well, there's so many ways that I can talk about Facebook, because as for me, when it comes to social media platforms, I master Facebook more than any other social media platform. But I have friends that have made, that I've seen, that are making money from Twitter, that are making money from Instagram, YouTube, so many other social media platforms, but I master Facebook. And one other way that I get customers to look at my products, do you know the search bar, or they call it, the name is called Graph Search, whereby you type in a name of a person. Let's say you want to look for me, you say Kudakwashe Sape Chuma. I tell you, if you go to that bar and you say, let's say you're selling handbags or you're selling Bibles. Okay, let me give you an example of handbags. You say people who like handbags. Facebook will give you all the people who have made impressions on liking handbags. You could say people who like handbags in a certain country. People who like handbags and live in ABC country. Okay, you could say people who like a certain type of a church if you're selling Bibles. And then you can approach those people to say, guys, I have a website that is selling this information, that is selling these books or audio. So that is another way of driving traffic to my website. And you could use some of those ways. So for further reference, I've actually written an article or an ebook. You can go to my website that is called www.kudaonline.com. www.kudaonline.com, and then you go to a tab whereby it says My Secrets, to a page that it says My Secrets. I've actually put a book for you so that you can go and find out my Facebook activities of how I get people from Facebook to my website. Okay, one other. Let's move on. I know you have a lot of questions, but like I said, this is just a basic training. Okay, now we move on to another way that I use to drive traffic to my website, which is known as classifieds. Okay, I'm so excited because I know that I'm giving a lot of information to people, and this is massive. Okay, now we move on to classifieds. In any country, do you know a newspaper? Is that a yes or a yes? Okay, that's a yes. A newspaper whereby they have the classified section whereby people will be there to submit their adverts, and when you see them, there'll be like columns and columns and columns. If I can ask you, how much is it to put an advert there? Well, maybe it depends with country to country, but it ranges from just a little words from $7 to thousands of dollars, eh? Is that correct? Okay, but I'm not going to talk about that kind of way to drive traffic. Well, if you've got money, well, yeah, you can do that. But I'm going to talk about the free classifieds. Free classifieds in any country, you know, have you ever seen the classifieds website whereby there's a lot of information, someone selling a house, someone selling a car, someone selling whatsoever, you know, make sure that your website is in almost as many as possible, as many classifieds as possible. Submit your website or submit your product. Let's say you have created a book, or you have written a book or an audio or whatever it is that you have created, a downloadable product. Go and submit in those websites. So to search that, you go to Google and then you type in on Google like classifieds in Malaysia, or classifieds in Australia, classifieds in Kenya, classifieds in Spain. So depending with your niche, depending with your market, depending with the kind of people that you want, that are your customers, which country they are in, you go to the classified website, you submit your product there. So now if you have a product that is like, say, selling for like $5, okay, let's even say like $5, and then you submit in 20 different countries. And remember, guys, this is a digital product, a downloadable product. You submit your product in 20 different countries, and with a number of people that are looking for answers on the internet, do you have a chance of having a product being seen by a lot of people? Is that a yes or a yes? Okay, good. So now, if let's even say you're selling a product that is selling for $1, a digital product, an ebook, an audio that is selling for just $1. If you submit that product into so many different countries, let's say 20, 100 countries, how many people are going to see your product? Okay, guys, let's not be complicated when it comes to thinking and being open-minded. So basically, this is what I'm talking about classifieds. So now we move on to forums. I could say forums. This is another way of driving traffic to websites. Okay, let me not talk about forum. Okay, I would say forums or answers. You know, like if you go to a website that is called Yahoo Answers, you know, a lot of people are asking for questions there. You know, in any country, if someone gets stuck, they always go on the internet and look for answers. What if you are there to answer them? What if your product, your downloadable product that I spoke about, is there to answer their questions? So this is what you could do. You go on a certain website that has got a lot of questions, and if someone asks a question, you answer them, wow, I've seen that you're having that problem, I've been having that problem too, this is how I solve the problem. You can go and visit this website, and then you put your website there. Now, what it means for you, if you answer as many questions as you can, you've actually answered that person's question. But somewhere, someone around the world is asking for that question as well. So once you do that, a lot of people, they're going to visit your website because you will be having the answers to their problems. So you can make money while it's also you are sleeping, because the information that you have, the answers that you would have given will stay there forever, my friends. So that's another way of driving traffic to your website. Okay, another way of driving traffic to your website is word of mouth. Word of mouth. Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you have a mouth? Is that a yes or a yes? Oh, I know it's a yes. Okay, cool. Can you speak? Well, that's a yes. Do people in the world have a mouth? Okay, yes, they have a mouth. Koda. Can they speak? Yes, they can speak. Wow. That's another way of driving traffic to your website. They can speak for you. They can speak for your company. They can speak for your product. Okay, now think about this. Think about this for a moment. Right now, you're listening to this audio. I know you're going to get a lot of value in this audio. I know you're going to talk about me to your friends. That is just basically word of mouth. Wow, I listened to this audio and this guy was talking about creating websites on digital products. You know, you can go to his website. His website is www.kudaonline. That is basically word of mouth or referrals, so to say. So if you have a good product out there that is selling, you can, this is another strategy that can be used. Just put it out there. Talk to your friends. I made sure that all of my friends, they know what I'm doing right now. It might not be a product for them, but one day they will refer someone to my website for answers. So basically, this is word of mouth. And then at the end of the day, guys, it's all about the numbers game. It's about telling a lot of people, or it's about showing a lot of people. One question that I want to ask you is, what is money? Okay. What is money? Think about it for a second. What is money? Okay, I know that the answer that you have is money is just like a way of exchange. Money is, I know you've got so many definitions for money, but here's my definition for money. Money is nothing but it's just a measure of value that you have created for people. Which simply means, what am I trying to say? The more people you help, is the more money you make. Is that correct? So, if you have a product that is going to sell in the whole world, that you're selling for dollar, or even $5, or even $17, or whatever amount that you're selling, multiply it by the number of people in the whole world. That's how millionaires are making millions, because their product is not locked into a certain country. Their product goes beyond borders, okay? And that is what we need to have, guys. And I strongly believe that we can make it. I strongly believe that we can do it. I'm not here to convince you that it can work. I'm not here to convince you that this works, but I believe in it myself, and I've decided to share the information with whoever who needs it. If this is not for you, no worries. Okay, it is for others. Okay, so when I'm saying that money is a measure of value of value that you've created for people, it simply means it's a numbers game. You need to tell a lot of people, you need to share your ideas with a lot of people, you need to share your product with a lot of people. So this is when the money starts to come in. Okay, so I'm reminded to this day when I did a live event whereby I was talking to a couple of people. After me training this same topic, a lady asked me, Kuda, what's next? I know you've given me a lot of information, but what's next? Now, guys, this is basically a basic topic. This is a basic training whereby I did not go into the finer details. Now, the next thing is I'm there to help you, to give you a step-by-step guide on how you can start your online business or how you can grow your online business. this kind of information, it's not like I went out there. Some of them I went out there to get the information, and then I started learning. And I have mentors, and my mentors have mentors too. So I've actually gathered my mentors around me, and I said, okay, now I have a plan of educating whoever wants this information out there. So get hold of me if you have any questions. I'm ready to answer your question. My Facebook name is Kudakwashe Sape Chuma. That is Kudakwashe, and then space Tsuma. I have like two names there. That is Kudakwashe, space Sape Chuma. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, it's Kudakwashe, space Sape, space Chuma. Okay, so add me on Facebook, ask me any questions. You can also go ahead and like my fan page, which is called Kuda Online. You can just go on Facebook and type in Kuda Online. Guys, I'm so excited about this. You can also send me an email. My email is kuda@kudaonline.com, which is kudaonline.com. I hope that this information is very, very important to you, as it was to me some few years ago when I first started to listen to this. And I'm so happy. And on your journey on online business, I wish you all the best. And I want to thank you very much for taking some time to listen to this. I gotta go for now. Thank you for listening. Bye.